Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 50 in the book of Sirach. We're in verses 27 through 29. Wise instruction, appropriate proverbs I have written in this book, I, Yeshua ben Elazar ben Sirach, as they poured forth from my heart's understanding. Happy those who meditate upon these things, wise those who take them to heart. If they put them into practice, they can cope with anything, for the fear of the Lord is their lamp. We've been in practice with Ben Sirach, also known as Jesus, son of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus, these past few months contemplating a figure whose wisdom resonates through the ages by his spirit-led compilation of proverbs and teachings. We have given you a poet-led reaction to this surrender God calls us all to be. His work, The Wisdom of Ben Sirach, is a rich tapestry of ethical and moral instruction, deeply rooted in the fear of the Lord, which serves as a guiding principle for all his counsel. He directly points to Jesus himself. The fear of the Lord, as expressed in Ben Sirach's Proverbs, is not about terror, but about reverence, awe, and profound respect for the divine. This reverence is the lamp that illuminates the path of righteousness, guiding individuals through the complexities of life. Ben Sirach emphasizes that wisdom is intricately linked to the fear of the Lord. They are intertwined, with one nurturing the other. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, he asserts, echoing the sentiments found in other biblical texts. This foundational fear fosters humility, which is essential for true understanding and wisdom. Ben Sirach's Proverbs cover a vast array of topics, from humility, friendship, and family, to the importance of seeking knowledge and living a disciplined life. For instance, he advises, do not seek what is too difficult for you, nor investigate what is beyond your power. This reflects a humble acknowledgement of human limitations, encouraging a life of practical wisdom grounded in reality rather than overreaching ambition. Moreover, Ben Sirach's teaching often highlights the importance of listening to wise instruction. He emotionally states, if you love to listen, you will gain knowledge, and if you pay attention, you will become wise. This underscores the value of being attentive and receptive to guidance, particularly from those who are seasoned in wisdom and aligned with divine principles. In essence, Ben Sirach's Proverbs serve as timeless instructions, advocating for a life lived in harmony with divine wisdom. By setting the fear of the Lord as their lamp, his teachings guide individuals toward a path of righteousness, understanding, and true fulfillment. Amen. You know, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may surrender all. We may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 50. We conclude chapter 50 today, one more chapter to go. How much more wisdom can we gain in one last chapter? This is a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's for practice today in verses 27 through 29. Its title, Wisdom Words Whispered, of Ben Sira. In ancient scrolls where wisdom's whispers dwell, Ben Sira speaks with truths profound and clear. His proverbs, like a wellspring, gently swell and teach us how the Lord's command to fear. With fear of God, our lamp through darkest night, His words, a beacon guiding lost and lone. In every proverb gleams of holy light, a path of virtue by His grace is shown. Ben Sira's voice, a sage's calm refrain, instructs the heart to seek the righteous way, to shun the folly, vanity, and pain, and in the Lord's embrace our trust to lay. So heed the wisdom from this ancient sage. Let every verse illuminate your mind, for in his counsel lies a timeless page where fear of God and peace are intertwined. Amen. I'm Tom Shukers Wiggins. It's May 28, 2024, recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friend. God bless each and every one of you. Sometimes we get frustrated with life's obstacles and life's events. We always must turn back to the Lord and find that peace that we seek and want so much in all of our hearts to be anxiety-free. But it is not possible. The Lord tells us that. We must learn to embrace the Lord even in anxiety or fear, and fear Him in a divine way of understanding that gives us what Ben Sira has been teaching us since we began the book of Sirach some time ago. We'll be closing tomorrow, I believe, in Sirach's name as we close today. In the name of Jesus, at 9:03. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name.